This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show, Andy and Randy. Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Some college football conversation in about 20 minutes. I know Brandon Adams joins the show on Tuesday, and we always do a little UGA, a little college football in general with him. But some interesting comments Tuesday night from the Georgia Athletic Director, and then also that the info that they put out there about the revenue sharing, like the amount of money that's going to be shared, where it's all going to be going, and who's going to get it. Pretty good stuff. So we'll get there in about 20 minutes.
You know what's crazy? Because we do the rejoin. We have to, like, we're going to do the next show.
Right, yeah. Like that promo thing.
That promo. Yeah. And I did it yesterday. I was like, Joe Patrick. I don't think Joe Patrick's going to be on it. And when you said, I was like, what the hell is Joe going to? Yes, Joe is moved to Friday.
Yeah, no, he did what Joe does.
Joe big time. Real quick, Andy, the salary
real
cap.
Ego.
The salary cap is final. It's going to be $279.2 million per club. All time record.
Because the projection was between 77 and 81.
Yes.
So closer to 81.
So it's going to be 279.2. That just came out. And Daniel Jeremiah, who we both love, his mock at 15.
All right.
Falcons taking.
With the 15th overall
Michael Williams.
Hell yeah.
But the funniest one is something that you said last week.
What?
With the 32nd pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Malachi Starks.
Malachi Starks. You think he'll be there at 32?
I don't think so.
Hang around at 32?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But if that's a damn case,
then just give him the trophy.
Yeah. Because they had another Georgia
player. They've cracked the code.
They had another Georgia player. All right. So now.
It really is funny that they just were like, you know what? That football program is good. They got a bunch of good guys. We could just draft all them.
Why not?
And then it worked.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
That's the thing about it. It worked. But,
so ridiculous. So now
you kind of know if you're the Falcons, it gives you a little bit more, okay, what we're going to have to spend.
Yeah.
What do we have to do? Because the first priority for all 32 teams is, who on our roster do we need to re-sign?
Yeah.
All right? Who do we need to re-sign? And then you think about, well, how do we get there? So then you're like, well, who do we got to release to get to whatever. But the first thing you want to do, because there's nobody in the NFL who has more work to do than the damn Bengals as far as the free agency part about
it. Right.
Because they got three guys. And they already promised one.
Already promised one.
All right.
And
they kind of promised two.
And he's going to ask for every bit of it.
And he better.
Yeah. And he deserves it. Jamar Chase is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
So you need to go from that standpoint because their GM or whoever it was, he was talking about, yes, you don't have to keep telling me. I know we have the franchise tag. All right. Okay. The franchise tag will go to T. Higgins again.
Okay.
I do think that.
Okay.
Now you got to figure out the whole Trey Hendrickson thing. I'm just so interested to see with the Bengals how they structure Jamar Chase's contract.
Because what you always say, people maybe don't know this.
Yes, they guarantee for all non-quarterbacks, they only guarantee the first year. All right. Now, If they're going to guarantee the first year, that means his damn signing bonus is going to be just straight stupid.
If he's going to agree to that,
yes.
then his first year haul is going to have to be
$85 million.
Yeah, like close to $100 million.
Yes, because I know
like quarterback level.
Because like
that, like
kind of like what happened with Lamar. Lamar's first year, Lamar got like $80 million or something like that.
Now that's not all against the cap because of the signing bonus you can prorate and all that. Yes. Yeah.
So interesting to see how that goes.
Or, and I know that, you know, whatever, they've done it the way they've done it the whole time they've done
it. They've always done it.
They could change the way they do it.
No.
You know what I mean?
You know how old folks are.
I know.
And Paul Brown's an old ass dude.
Yeah.
And he ain't changing.
No.
Why I gotta change? This is my team.
And it's worth all this money.
It's worth
all this money. So.
Why don't you just sell it?
That's my thing.
Yeah.
If it's too expensive to do it, sell it to somebody who can.
Right.
Because you're going to get a nice chunk of change. I don't know how much you bought the team for or whatever it was when you inherited or however you got the money or
got
the team.
Look at this, man.
You're going to make a nice chunk of change.
I'm going back because they just print out the chart of the growth of the salary cap.
Uh-huh.
I'm going back to when I played. The salary cap my first year in the league was $71 million.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's not that long ago.
Yes.
That's 2002.
Yes. $71 million when I my first year in the league.
Wow.
Then 75, 80, 85, 102, 109, 116, 123. Lockout year. Then it drops to 120, 120, 123. So, yeah. Wow.
So it's $200 million higher now than it was when you were in the league. And I mean, it's not that. I mean, you've been out of the league for like 10 years,
right.
A little more than that, but it's not like that long ago.
Yeah, man.
When you see that, what are the few things that go through your mind?
Damn, mama. I'm glad Angel McMichael is my mother, and I would never in my life trade him. But damn, you could just wait 10 years. Because I was coming anyway. My embryo, it was hanging out. You know, I was in that egg, chilling. So, I mean, this guy was going to be born whether it was a 79 or 89.
You're going to be born hard.
I was going to be born hard if it was
whenever it was.
79 or 89. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is one time I wish I was the little brother and my sister. Because then my sister.
You could switch.
Me and my sister are exactly 10 years apart.
Yeah.
And so, if Kendra could have been born in 79, I could have been born in 89. I could have got some of that. Yeah, man. But I mean, I was going to be born regardless. I was up in mama. I was in one. I was in the tubes.
Yeah, I mean, there was a tight end.
Yeah, it was a tight end in the fallopians. So I was going to be born regardless. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't matter. It didn't matter if it was 78, I mean, 79, 89, 99. Randy was going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? I was just hanging out, chilling. I was in there, dog.
Wow. Both eyes just crying.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah, I was going so it didn't really matter. But
you know, it all worked out too.
It did. It did. It wasn't like.
Oh,
but don't get me wrong. We were blessed. Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. We were blessed beyond need. But still, I was like, damn.
But I just hang on. I got to write. How do you spell fallopian?
I don't know.
All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Oh God. Brought to you
damn.
By QC Kinetics. Non-surgical joint pain.
I hurt my own neck.
Hawks have it with Trey Young in the backcourt.
Oh
now
God.
He gets the pick. He goes up and gets around it. Trey way out there on the left wing. Now behind the pick. Straight away three by Trey. It's good. Trey Young knocks down a three-pointer.
Ugh.
And the Hawks lead 82-79. For Trey, that's his 161st of the year.
And if you went to bed right then you made the right choice.
I did.
Because that was pretty much the last good thing that happened for the Atlanta Hawks last night. The game was tied at 94 with like 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And then one team kept playing.
Yes.
And one team stopped playing.
Yes.
And Miami went on just a ridiculous run to finish that a basketball game. It was tied at 94. It ended 131-109. They scored 15 points for the rest of the game.
That's all they did, man.
Or 25, whatever. They hardly any. And the Heat scored a bunch. They made a bunch of threes. Davion Mitchell couldn't miss. Duncan Robinson couldn't miss. They shot 55% from three last night. The Heat did, which is ridiculous. They were so They scored 50 more points last night than they did two nights ago when the Hawks played them. So, yeah, there you have it. Not a great performance from the Hawks.
No. But it's going to be the kind of season. How many more games they got, Buck? 27?
Hey, let's do. Is that what it is?
So I don't. I'm somewhere.
27 plus 30. Yeah, 27.
27? Mm-hmm. Man, that was a good guess.
That was a good guess.
I'm just saying, this is going to be. This is how this.
No, 25.
25?
25.
This is going to be like this all the rest of these 25. It's going to be like this, these 25 games. And because the talent's not there, you don't have enough good players. You have some good players, but you got a lot of young good players. Trey's going to do what Trey does. 23 games.
So that's even less.
That's even less. So Trey's going to do what Trey does. We understand that. Other guys got to come along. I just need to see more from Bruce Shea. Six shots last night, then he was 4-6. So,
yeah.
Dude, shoot some more. Go 4-16. I mean, shoot the daggone ball. But right now, I mean, they're going to – what's the word you use?
Slog.
Slog.
Yeah.
They're going to slog the rest of
this.
It's
going to be a slog.
That's exactly what
it is. It's going to be a slog. Unfortunately, look, it's probably going to be a slog that ends in the play-in round. Hopefully you can get in. I mean, that's the – you're still hoping for that, right?
Like, yes.
You get in, and then I guess you play the Cavs probably in the first round.
Mm.
Bad matchup for the Cavs.
What's the bad matchup for the Cavs?
Hawks.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you had some
nope.
stats.
I got nothing. The Hawks have actually done well against. They beat him a couple times this year, but that's Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the other player is on their team,
DeAndre Hunter
played
for the Hawks.
He's on their team and everything like that.
But don't underestimate George Niang revenge games.
Yeah, you don't want to do that, because one thing we know about Niang, he going to shoot it.
You know what
he gonna shoot it
earlier this week?
He going to shoot it.
It's true, but it still was kind of messed up. My buddy, who's a big Cavs fan, texted me, and he was like, hey, cool you guys got Niang. And I was like, no, that's not the end. That's not the end. I was like, oh, yeah, pretty cool, I guess. He said, that's you if you achieved your peak at basketball. He was like, if you had hit your ceiling as a basketball player, that would have been you. And I was like, that's probably true. Obviously, I was never going to be that big, but, like, that's all I was. It was just a kind of slow shooter who didn't defend. Yeah. But that was kind of mean, right?
I think the one thing, if you're buddies or friends or whatever, I think you always should always be honest with each other.
Yeah, that's honest right there.
I would have told him to go blank himself.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't that good at basketball.
You weren't good, Andy.
I was okay.
Yeah.
I was okay until everybody started growing.
Stop putting on I've seen you shoot a basketball.
No, but like in seventh grade, I was pretty good. And then everyone kind of hit that growth spurt, and dudes are doing windmills. Like Brandon Roy's at middle school basketball practice doing windmills. And it's like, what is this game now?
You just didn't have the spring that he had.
Yeah, so then I just started passing
there
it to Brandon.
There you go.
And we almost won the city championship.
There you go. And you
almost.
Know, and you know what?
Second
you would you would have had a vital role on that team.
A lot of assists to
Yeah,
Brandon.
Exactly. You need assists.
Here, take it.
Yeah, he can't do it by himself.
Shoot it. No, that's the whole point. That was the whole game plan. Give it to Brandon and get the hell out of the way. It was a good game plan.
Yeah, he couldn't do it by himself.
We just
couldn't
beat Asa Mercer Middle School.
He couldn't pass it to himself.
He would have if he could have.
If
he could have inbounded it to himself, he would have. Sometimes he'd throw it off the back of the guy that wasn't looking.
No, he was like that.
Catch it and
he
slap
was real,
on people.
He was real disrespectful.
He was so good.
Real
he was
disrespectful.
So good. He's the most athletic guy I ever saw. He blew his knee out junior year of high school. And he
he came in.
He was still incredible. He was first, maybe not first, but second team all NBA, all that kind of stuff. That dude, when he was like 16, before he hurt his knee, it was stupid. He could do a windmill in slow motion in the air. Like he would jump up and be up there for so long.
And then, he had all the girls, huh?
He's kind of weird looking. Biro wasn't the most handsome fella. Good basketball player.
Yeah, see, you had him. You were handsome.
I was.
Yes.
I was. I was popular with the ladies. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.